Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour, the Monday happier happy hour. Long ways to the weekend.
Hell, we just got over it, man.
A little bitter about the fact the weekend's like 4 days away, fella.
Come on. Yeah, it's good to get back to work, good to talk some politics. I was in beautiful downtown Milwaukee along the waterfront over the weekend for the, I guess it was Red Bull, the Flugtag or the Flugtag. I'm not clear exactly how. It's what, day of flight. So all the, like 33 teams put together flying machines, quote unquote, and then they have to push this craft off the edge of a platform, like 30 feet in the air into Lake Michigan, and they measure out how far they get by the helmet of the pilot. And of course, no Summerfest this weekend, so the whole city of Milwaukee looking for something to do, and it was packed. It was hilarious.
Buddy, was it like Icarus? Anyone sailed too close to
no,
the sun?
No, dude. No.
There were
everyone
no wax
fell to the
in.
Earth.
Well, ultimately, I think Icarus also fell.
Did he burn? Maybe he did. I'm not clear if he burned up or fell, but you know, I get all my mythologies.
Maybe I'm
mixed
thinking
up.
Of Michael the Fallen Angel, or maybe that's Satan. I forget.
But that was John Travolta.
Well, Michael was the Fallen Angel's character's name in that movie, right?
Or do John Travolta?
I just know that it was called Michael and it had John Travolta, and he looked really creepy and touched a lot of people too much.
Sort of a Trumpish attitude that Angel had. Who's coming out of the weekend acting a little salty?
Who's
it's
that?
Not me for a change.
Wow.
It's Senator Bernie Sanders. The recent endorsement of Mandela Barnes about the only nice thing he had to say about the blue team this weekend. You see, he's taking some pot shots, fella. And we've got the sound because I like me some Bernie. And he calls him like he sees him.
We haven't heard Bernie in a while, man. I'm looking forward to this.
So let's start there. Bernie starts with a little criticism of the guy that beat him for the nomination, Joe Biden. And let's not forget, Bernie is a fairly gracious loser. Although the airplane hangar in Santa Monica that night, man, he wasn't ready to concede California.
Well, but he didn't organize a coup. So, you know, he's got that going for him, which
you know,
is
on
nice.
The airplane back from Santa Monica that night, Dom, because we went to a Bernie rally and I feel like we had to fly out the next day. And I was a little huffy at Bernie. You know, Bernie, get out of the way. Hillary won, talking about 2016. But I don't think this is sour grapes. I think Bernie's got a very specific criticism of Joe Biden and his trip to Saudi Arabia. Let's hear it from Senator Bernie Sanders, my guy, cut 10.
No, I don't think so. You have a leader of that country who was involved in the murder of a Washington Post journalist. I don't think that type of government should be rewarded with a visit by the president of the United States.
You know, Bernie shook this hand one time. No fist bumps.
No fist
bumps.
No holding of the glowing orb or shaking of the swords like Trump when he was over there. You know, and I've seen some of the comparisons as much as people were disappointed with the fist bump. Let's not forget what a chaotic scene it was when Trump went over there. I mean, what a crap show. So, you know. And there was no bowing involved. But no, I'm totally down with Bernie on this. I don't think it was worthy of a U.S. visit, as Bernie goes on to say. Let's hear cut number 11, please.
You got a family that is worth $100 billion, which crushes democracy, which treats women as third-class citizens, which murders and imprisons its opponents.
Well, up until then, I thought he was talking about Amazon.
one
Bezos,
more.
You get the reference.
Yeah, I get you. One more Senator Sanders on Saudi Arabia and Biden's trip.
If this country believes in anything, we believe in human rights. We believe in democracy. And I just don't believe that we should be maintaining a warm relationship with a dictatorship like that.
Yeah, but Bernie, they buy so many armaments, right? I mean, they're a big customer. And, of course, we need the oil, question mark. I'm down. I mean, I think you could. There was no need, I don't believe, for Biden to go over there and kiss the ring or how fist bump, however you want to clarify it. Again, I don't know what the geopolitical, you know, rule book says on this, but I don't think I'm with Bernie. You don't support, you know, bone saw murderers like that. Now, I get it. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, lay down with the dogs, but that doesn't mean you need to have the president go and acknowledge it. So right on, Bernie. What else does he have to say? Bernie Sanders shifting over. Of course, the reason for this trip, oil, right? It's all about the oil. People want gas under $4 right now. Let's hear what Bernie had to say on this cut number 13, please.
While Americans are now paying $4.50, $4.80 for a gallon of gas, the oil company profits in the last quarter have been extraordinarily high.
Gee, weird how that works like that. And of course,
inflation.
Price of oil goes up,
inflation.
Then price of gas goes up.
And
oil,
then every,
price of oil goes down, price of gas slowly goes down.
But when the price of gas goes up, of course, it ripples throughout the economy. When gas is up, everything's up. At least if it's got to get delivered on a truck.
Yeah, right. It's a ripoff. Let's hear cut number 14.
We've got to tell the oil companies to stop ripping off the American people. And if they don't, we should impose a windfall profits tax on them.
Do it.
Do it now.
Now, Bernie Sanders turns his attention to Senator Joe Manchin, the dream crusher, the buzz killer, the jacknut of West Virginia. And Joe Manchin's up to it again. He is intentionally sabotaging President Joe Biden's agenda on the climate. Intentionally, at least according to Bernie Sanders, that's kind of calling a spade, isn't it, Bernie? Play it for the people if you would, fancy cut 15.
Yeah, people like Manchin, Sinema to a lesser degree, who are intentionally sabotaging the president's agenda, what the American people want, what a majority of us in the Democratic caucus want. Nothing new about this.
same old. And well, we shouldn't be surprised. I truly wonder, what's Manchin's motivation on this?
Money. You know, money. Just like
really,
all of them.
Just give it all away for a little bit more? I mean, really, dude? Who was to say you couldn't make money by, you know, supporting Biden's agenda? I mean, I
but
I
he makes more money by supporting that fossil fuel agenda,
yeah.
At least according to Bernie, cut number 16, Brian.
The problem was that we continue to talk to Manchin like he was serious. He was not. This is a guy who is a major recipient of fossil fuel money.
Yeah, he's cashing checks. More from Bernie, the fossil fuels, well, it's a threat to humanity. Play for the people. Cut 17, please.
When Manchin sabotages climate change, this is for future generations. What's going on right now in the West, all over the world, we're looking at significantly increased, more and more heat waves. You're going to look at more drought, more flooding. This is an existential threat to humanity.
But Joe Manchin's got a nice shot. Might trade up next year.
And, you know, gas got a little cheaper. I mean, Europe right now is burning. It is hot. It is hot all over this world right now.
Including Waukesha, like 86, but feels a little warmer. The reps, they're getting wealthy. They're getting paid. Cut 18, Bernie Sanders.
Ask the people of West Virginia whether or not all people should have health care as a human right like in every other country on earth. That's what they will say. In my humble opinion, you know, Manchin represents the very wealthiest people in this country, not working families in West Virginia or America.
One more from Bernie on the topic of West Virginia voters. Cut 19.
You ask the people of West Virginia whether they want to expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and eyeglasses. You ask the people of West Virginia whether we should demand that the wealthiest people and large corporations start paying their fair share of taxes. Ask the people of West Virginia.
and perhaps the future of the planet in the balance, according to Bernie Sanders. I think he's right. Cut 20.
It ain't Democrats. It isn't the president. It is the future of the planet.
Yeah.
The future. Or as the former GOP president would say, a hoax from China.
Well, what did Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, you know, recently opinion polled? But what'd he call it? Said climate change is BS. That's what he would tell you, Dom. With that pale skin, you think you'd burn readily.
844-967-2789. Dem on Dem violence, Crudy? A little criticism here, justified?
I'm just fine with that.
You're hell fine yeah. with that, yeah?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I thought I had seen it reported somewhere else. Bernie thought, or perhaps it's other Democrats thought, Joe Manchin should be stripped of the chairmanship of the Energy Committee. And if you had to, award it to Lisa Murkowski, award it to a Republican, because we'd be better off with wishy-washy Murkowski than Joe crush your dreams on the rock Manchin.
Which just goes to show how important this next election cycle is going to be to make a man like him irrelevant.
I'd sure like to. Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, absolutely. Just walk around him. Just walk by him. Never have to hear about him or cinema again.
Well, because we wouldn't have to negotiate with terrorists, or at least not these terrorists, right? You know, let's move beyond terrorists. Within our party, the terrorists are coming from our house.
The call's coming from inside the house.
You know, of course, we could have done a lot more in the first 2 years of the Biden administration with a couple of Democrats if they act like Democrats, if they try to advance the will of the American people. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And if he's unpopular now, it's mostly because of Manchin and Sinema, because they are chopping him off at the knees. People voted for Joe Biden to deliver. And they're making sure he can. You know, it's like, what, the old pizza place. Well, if you don't get your pizza in 30 minutes or less, it's free? Joe Manchin, you're killing the world for a free pizza, dude. Or at least that's my opinion. Yours.
Terrible analogy.
Well, I've heard you make worse. 844-967-2789. Will there be free pizza? That's my question.
I hope so.
I know you got to be frustrated. I can taste it.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
I did what I came to do.